Hey, babe. Aren't you excited? We're going on our honeymoon?
Yeah, I am.
Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama.
That's right. Get out of your system while we're alone.
Hey, we came to say goodbye.
Yeah, have a great honeymoon. Thanks.
Oof, I better go pack.
Oh, no, I already packed. The only thing I couldn't find, though, was your Speedo.
Speedo? I don't have a Speedo. I'm going to go pack my regular long bathing suit.
Oh, good, you're still here, honey.
I wanted to tell you to have a good honeymoon.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and I also wanted you guys to know that I am telling the father today. What?
We know it's Ross.
Wow, how do you know?
It was his sweater. But oh my God!
Oh, I so wanted Ross to know first, but I am so relieved that you guys know.
Oh, so great! And I'm gonna be your baby's aunt.
I know.
Me too.
I'm gonna be an uncle. Give me.
You're all gonna be aunts and uncles.
Yeah, but I'm the only one related by blood.
Okay, great. So now that you guys all know, you can help me give me some advice on how I'm gonna tell Ross.
Well, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to tell him that I'm going to have the baby and he can be as involved as he wants.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, but, you know, how do I start? I mean, what's the first thing that I say? Okay, great. Thanks.
Good luck.
Well, yeah.
Bye. Hey, what was that all about?
Well, I guess there's no harm in telling you now. Rachel and Ross are going to have a baby.
What? Why didn't you tell me? Why am I talking like this?
I didn't think you could keep it a secret.
What? I am an excellent secret keeper. I have kept all of our secrets.
What secrets?
Oh, no, Joey. I'm not going to tell you because I am an excellent secret keeper.
You tell me later.
You already know.
Off on their honeymoon.
You know, Monica and Chandler are married. Mm-hmm. Ross and Rachel are having a baby. Mm-hmm. Maybe you and I should do something.
All in good time, my love. All in good time.
Oh, shoot. I left my guitar in their apartment.
Well, you can let me in later, right?
No, I don't have a key. They took mine to give to you.
What? They took mine to give to you?
Why would they take away our keys?
Maybe they don't trust us.
No, that's not it. They let me keep my key the last time they were out of town.
You mean the time you broke the ketchup bottle and cleaned it up with Monica's guest towels?
Hey, I washed those.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, that didn't sound like me.
Well, what am I going to do? I really need my guitar.
Yeah, I have stuff in there, too.
What stuff?
Monica's chicken farm. That's okay. Hey, Mr. Trieger. It's Joey Tribbiani. Listen, I need to get into Monica and Chandler's apartment. It's an emergency. Gas leak. Yeah, oh, and bring garlic bread.
Hey.
Hey, did Rachel find you?
No, why?
Oh, she was looking for you.
Oh, well, I guess I'll catch up with her later.
Well, she really wanted to talk to you now.
Yeah, it seemed pretty important. Oh, no.
What?
I think I might know what this is about.
Really?
Yeah, we promised you we were going to tell anybody this, but, about a month ago, Rachel and I slept together.
And?
Wow, I thought you'd be a little more shocked.
Sorry. And?
Well, we said we'd just do it that one time, but now I think she may want to start things up again.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is.
Well, what else could it be?
Oh, wow, I don't feel well.
I'm telling you, that's what it is. Oh, no wonder she was looking at me all funny during the wedding. She didn't say anything to you?
Maybe it's something you ate.
Please, just go and talk to Rachel.
Yeah, I guess I should. Man, you know what I have to realize? Maybe I'm not the type of guy women can have just one night with. You know, they always seem to want a little bit more. I should remember that.
They're kissing. Let's just go around them.
Oh, honey, leave them alone. They're in love.
I'm in love, too, but in an orderly fashion. Next. Hi, can you do that and walk? Because she said next.
Sorry. We didn't hear you. We're on our honeymoon.
Oh, let me see what I can do. There are some first-class seats available.
Did you hear that? They bumped them up to first class because they're on our honeymoon. Come on, let's act like we're on our honeymoon.
We are on our honeymoon.
Grab my ass.
Next.
Hi, sorry. I almost didn't hear you because, you know, I'm so in love with my new husband. We're on our honeymoon.
Congratulations. Okay, Mr. Bing, you'll be in 25J, and Mrs. Bing, you're in 25K.
No, you see, we're on our honeymoon, so can you do your little thing and bump us up to first class?
I'm sorry, all the first class seats are taken. That couple got the last two.
You see, if we'd gone around them like I said, then she would have given us those tickets. Damn it!
25J and K, any chance those aren't together?
I still can't believe they took away my key. You trust me with yours.
Of course I do. And I'm going to get it back to you just as soon as they're done with it at the key shining place.
What the hell is that? Whoa. Traker, what are you doing?
Said there was a gas leak in here.
But why don't you use your key?
Because by the time I found it on this thing, the whole place might have exploded. If that happens to another building that I manage, people are going to start asking questions. Come on, hurry up.
Oh! Well, we could have done that.
Look at that. They're going into the first class lounge. Do you know what they have in there?
No.
Me neither. We have to get in.
Just act like you belong.
Oh, my God. Oranges!
Shh. Nice to see you again.
Sir, may I see your tickets, please?
Yes, of course.
I'm sorry, would you move your thumb? I can't see the seat number.
Oh, that's all right. I have it memorized. It's 1A.
Sir, this is not a first-class ticket. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Excuse us.
Sir, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Fine.
Hi.
I think there's something that we really need to talk about.
I think we do. Why don't we go inside?
Hi.
Look, I know why you're here.
You do?
Yeah. And to save you from any embarrassment, I think maybe I should talk first.
Okay.
Okay. Ross and Rachel. Rachel and Ross. That's been one heck of a seesaw, hasn't it?
What?
I mean, look, that one night we had was fun and certainly passionate, but don't you think it's better if we just stay friends?
Seriously, what?
Okay. You know what? If you want to, we can do it one more time. I mean, I'd be okay with that. In fact, I have some time right now.
Okay. You know what? Can I talk now?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Ah. Oh. I'm pregnant. Ross. Ross. Okay. Whenever you're ready. And you're the father, by the way, but you got it. Some water?
I'm good.
Ross, there is no pressure on you, okay? I mean, you can be as involved as you want.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. How this happened. we used the condom.
I know, but, you know, condoms only work, like, 97% of the time.
What? What? Well, they should put that on the box!
They do!
No, they don't! Well, they should put it in huge block letters!
Okay, Ross, come on, let's just forget about the condom.
Oh, well, I may as well have.
Listen, you know what? I was really freaked out, too, when I
found out. Hey, I'm not freaked out. I'm indignant as a consumer.
You know what? Let's talk later.
No, I want to talk now, okay? In fact, I want to talk to the president of the condom company.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I should come back.
Okay. Yeah, I'll press one.
I've looked everywhere. There's no gas leak.
Huh. So then I can heat this up?
Anyway, I'll get moving on that new door.
Oh, great. And listen, could you do us a favor and not tell Chandler and Monica about this? Because, you know, they don't have any kids of their own, and this door was like a child to them.
Well, I'm going to have to put on a new lock. They'll find out anyway.
Oh, no.
Ooh, it's looking like an all-day job. I'm going to have to cancel my yoga class. Hey, Ross.
Hey.
Did you tell Jasmine I can't make it to the yoga class today?
Sure.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, my God. What happened to the door?
So it's noticeable, huh?
Look, is Rachel here? I really need to talk to her.
Didn't you two already talk?
Yeah, but... Okay, look. You guys know that Rachel and I slept together, but there's something else. Rachel's pregnant.
Holy
oh, my God. I can't
God!
Believe it.
With my child.
That is brand new information.
You already know, don't you?
A little bit.
How you doing?
Okay. I mean, I'll be okay. It's just I don't think I handled it very well.
Well, what'd you say to her?
Nothing. But the complaint department at the condom company got an earful. And then when I turned around, she was gone.
Oh, Ross.
Yeah, I know. But hey, in my defense, I just found out that condoms are only like 97% effective.
What?
I gotta go find her.
Oh, hey, oh, hold on. Are you serious? So you do like 3% of the time, they don't even work? Huh? They should put that on the box.
Evidently, they do.
What?
I believe we're here.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
What?
As a wedding gift to you, the hotel would like to give you the honeymoon suite.
No! You have been screwing us all day!
Who are you?
We're you! Just 10 seconds later! the suite if you want. We don't care about where we stay. We're here to celebrate our love for each other. We don't have to get free stuff. We just want to be together.
We need the stuff.
Hey, Monica, it's Joey. Listen, Phoebe and I smell gas coming from your apartment.
What? Are you serious? Joey smells gas.
What else is new?
Yeah, and we'd go check it out, but you took away our keys.
Well, do something. Get in there.
How? I guess I could break down your door.
Yeah, do that.
And you won't blame us for any damage?
No. Are you doing it? I don't hear anything. Come on.
Okay, I'll break it down.
Okay, I'm doing it. It's breaking down the door. Okay, we're in.
Okay, Rachel, are you comfortable?
If I said I was, would you judge me?
The doctor will be here in a minute to do your sonogram.
Okay. Oh, man, I swear, if they sold these at Pottery Barn.
Hi.
Hi.
We need to talk.
Right now? Because I kind of got an alfresco situation going on over here.
Please, I want to apologize for the way I acted earlier today.
Okay, Ross, that's fine, but can you please stand near my head?
What? Oh, again? Yeah, sorry. I mean, I think I went a little crazy. I mean, I was thinking about myself when I should have been thinking about you.
Okay, head Ross.
Right. I want you to know that I'm going to be there through this whole thing. Okay, the doctor's appointments, the Lamaze classes, baby-proofing the apartment. Although, we can probably worry about that till after we get married.
Well, married?
Well, yeah, I think we should get married.
What, because that's your answer to everything?
No, because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, maybe, if you're in love. But, Ross, we're not in love, are we?
No, but still, I mean, you can't possibly do this alone.
Excuse me?
Come on, Rach. I mean, you can't even eat alone in a restaurant.
What?
I'm just saying, if you can't eat by yourself, how do you expect to have a baby by yourself?
I can, too, eat by myself.
When have you ever?
When certain people leave the table and I am not finished.
Well, certain other people take 2 hours to eat a bowl of soup.
Oh, please, you inhale your food.
I grew up with Monica. If you didn't eat fast, you didn't eat.
Am I interrupting? Oh, no. Dr. Long, please come in. This is Ross. He is the father.
But not the husband, because evidently she can do this alone.
Nice to meet you. I'll get started on this.
I don't know why you can't admit that you need me.
I do need you. I need you to stay near my head.
Okay. Everything looks good. Here it is on the screen. There's your uterus. And right here is your baby.
Oh, my God.
Wow. There it is. I see it.
Congratulations. I'll give you 2 a minute.
Thank you. Pretty amazing, huh? What? What?
I can't see it.
But you just said that you did.
I know. I lied. I didn't want her to think I was a terrible mother. I can't even see my own baby.
Oh, sure. Come here. Sure you can. Well, come here. Look. It's right there.
No. Oh, it's beautiful. I see it now.
Do you really?
No, I don't see it!
Come on. Okay. You see this tiny thing that looks like a peanut?
Yeah.
Sweetie, that's it.
That's it? Well, I saw that! Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
believe that's our baby.
Yeah, that's our baby.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. So, how was the doctor?
Oh, everything went great.
Good.
Oh, hey, show them the picture of your uterus.
Oh.
I don't see the baby. Where is it?
Oh, no, I know. I couldn't see it either at first, but it's right, Ross, I lost it again.
Well.